Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I said, Pete, how much money do we have in our virtual kettle? He said, you've got $10,231. I said, what's our goal? I said, it's $130,000, which I think is ridiculously high. It sounds like Hochberg got into the meeting, and I said it should be $50,000. Hochberg usually says it should be $250,000. So a goal of $130,000 sounds a little random to me, kind of like a compromise. So, all right, let's shoot for $130,000 this year. And listen, before our big day next week, we're already at $10,231. You can click on the kettle if it's convenient for you right now and be as generous as you can. You don't have to be as generous as Lisa Dent was, who 2 days ago put 100 of her dollars into the virtual kettle. But whatever you can toss in there makes a difference. And if you don't believe me, believe Andrea Chatman, who is the Director of Homeless Services for the Army's Metro Division. Andrea, this is John Williams. Thanks for saying hi today.
Thank you for having me, John. It's my pleasure to be here.
Tell me what you do. What does the Director of Homeless Services do?
Well, my role for the Salvation Army is really strategic and service delivery across our homeless services system, which includes two of the Salvation Army's family shelters, the transportation and centralized shelter placement system for the city of Chicago, and that transportation and coordination of anyone in the city of Chicago experiencing homelessness, getting access to shelter, not mm-hmm. just the Salvation Army shelters, but all city-funded shelters.
How many people will you touch in a year? How much service, how many people do you help?
Well, for our shelters, we see over 4,000 folks coming through our shelter system at the Salvation Army's two family shelters. And with our call center and transportation, we're looking at about 15,000 folks that are getting assistance through the Salvation Army each year.
Are you involved in the, every now and then we'll see some sort of mobile canteen moving about and serving hot food to people? Is that something you do?
Absolutely. The Salvation Army's mobile outreach, mobile feeding program is out making sure they're feeding in the communities for those folks that are experiencing homelessness. And they also have a mobile case management unit to make sure that they are connecting folks that are in the elements and living in shelter with shelter mm-hmm. services, but also with adequate medical care and other support services.
Must be kind of a difficult, maybe kind of curious thing. You would rather the people not be on the street and rather seek a safer shelter. Some people won't do it, so then I guess you decide, well, let's at least give them some hot soup here. Is that kind of the delicate dance you do?
You're absolutely right, John. We respect everyone's right to decide what is safe living for them, but we also want to make sure that we walk alongside those individuals that have chosen or don't have resources to support them living in the community. So the Salvation Army comes on to make sure that they have a hot meal and still provide quality care.
Andrea, the people that are on the street, what percentage of them are one of these two things? They're alcoholic or drug addicted, or they're mentally ill. Does that describe maybe what got most of the people on the streets there?
That is a large portion of what we're seeing, but there are also a portion of individuals that just have no real trust for systems and institutions that are choosing to build their own communities mm-hmm. in these tents and live amongst folks that are their chosen family.
Must be so strange to talk to those people. I think a lot of us are afraid of them or intimidated by them or think that they're not so rational that I could even reach out to them. What's the interaction with them like?
You know, it's really out to restore hope, bring kindness, joy, and services to help connect them to a holistic approach to service, right? It may not be a shelter bed because they may choose not to sleep within shelter, but making sure that they have adequate nutrition, hydration, medical care, and substance abuse treatment as well, if they are interested in that. So just making sure that we are out there walking alongside them in their journey, meeting them where they are, and trying to restore their hope and their trust in humanity. Like you said, so many of us on a daily basis ignore the face of suffering or homelessness. But sometimes it's just a kind word. It's actually looking someone in their face. It's holding their hands. It's seeing the human and meeting that human need.
That's why I just say all the time when I talk to you all about the work you do, I'm not going to do that. I can't do that. I don't do that. I don't know. Maybe I could, but I don't. But I can write a check. If you're willing to do the work, I'll support the work you do. And that's the mission of the Salvation Army. So it sure is our privilege to try and help you all do the work you do. Can you put any numbers on it? How expensive is it? How great is the need? How much do you budget for? What's your need?
Well, you know, when it comes down to even one of our shelters at the Salvation Army Shield of Hope, we're spending over $40,000 a month in feeding. That's a substantial amount of what we bring in going out just for basic nutrition for the families that we serve at the Shield of Hope. The need is great. We are in the height of winter. We have a crisis going on with migrants, new arrivals coming into the Chicago area because we're a sanctuary city. And so it increases the need and it increases the work of the Salvation Army. But the Salvation Army has capacity to really provide necessary support.
I noticed that at one of the golf outing fundraisers this year for the Salvation Army, it was right when the refugees started arriving via Florida or Texas and essentially Venezuela and South America. And I said, well, how much advance warning did you all get? And they said, oh, none. But then they said, but this is what we do. This is if ever there was an organization ready to meet the immediate or even the anticipated needs of homeless people, it's the Salvation Army. This is how you guys are built.
Absolutely. We got no real notice that this was happening, Ed. And we never knew how many folks we were going to receive on any given day. But the Salvation Army was ready and prepared to meet the need. It didn't take much adjustment for us in our work at all because we do have that capacity. We're in communities daily and we're serving. So, you know, we were able to mobilize very quickly and respond because this is the work that we are doing every day in the Chicagoland area.
We'll keep doing it, Andrea Chapman, the Director of Homeless Services for the Salvation Army, the Metropolitan Division. So here in Chicagoland, people like Andrea and company are making our community safer, making the individuals better, making all of us better as a result. Let's keep putting money in the kettle. It's at WGNradio.com. You can click right there. We'll do a big day next week. But heck, if it's easy for you and convenient for you right now, click and go there right now. And Andrea, keep doing the work that you're doing. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.